The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the place of honor, he told them in a parable, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, 'Give this person your place.' And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' And then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Let us pray. Lord, we just want to thank you for this day. You have filled it with your power and presence. Bless us as you open our minds to your word. As in his name we pray, amen. Before I continue, in my announcements, I made an announcement, and I didn't have all the information because, as old people tend to do, I forgot and left it back in where I messed up. So I'm going to read it now. This is from Becky Myers. "We are celebrating the birth of Lottie Brooks Marie Myers, who was born August 24th, came in at 7 pounds, 4 ounces, and 21 inches in length, to Michael and Laura Myers. Great-grandmothers are both Becky Myers and Judy Reed, and once again, we offer our congratulations to them. I'd like to share with you, the Old Testament lesson, because I think it's short, it's sweet, but it's really to the point. It says, "Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great, for it is better to be told, 'Come up here,' than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen." This comes from Proverbs 25, 6 and 7. And it reminds me of something I think we've always faced from time to time in our lives. I mean, have you ever gone to a party where you feel like a fifth wheel? I mean, maybe your spouse is having a Christmas party with the folks at work, or your spouse is having a party with the place where she does volunteer work or he does volunteer work. And so you show up just to sort of be there with your spouse. I mean, you don't know anybody. And maybe even at the start, you try to start up a conversation or two with people you don't really know. After all, you know, you're a friendly guy, friendly person. Finally, after all of this, you get nothing but cold shoulders or empty gestures back to you. And after several attempts of doing that, you finally just give up. And then you go sit in the corner, balancing maybe some crab cakes on one knee and a fruit punch glass on the other, waiting and hoping that the time will pass quickly and you can go home. Have any of you ever had that experience? No, really? I'm surprised. Happens to me all the time. Used to happen to me all the time. Maybe it's just me, huh? I think it happens to all of us. Well, every time I think of that sort of thing, I always remember a time many years ago when Doris and I were on vacation. And I love telling the story. This is a story I have probably told more often than any other story in my ministry. I must have told the story at least 20 or 30 times, and always in sermons. And I'm sure the people that it's about wish I wasn't telling the story quite that often. But Doris and I were on vacation. At that time, I had just begun my pastorate at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Oakley, Kansas. And on our vacation time, we had gone back to South Dakota to see Doris's folks. And on the way back, about halfway between their house and Oakley, where we lived, we stopped in this town of North Platte, Nebraska. Has anybody been to North Platte, Nebraska? One person, I see his hand up. Two people. Oh, my. Doubled it. Yeah, North Platte is not exactly the tourist mecca of Nebraska, even. But I was in North Platte, Nebraska. And so we were staying at this hotel, ready to get up the next day and finish the final leg of returning home. Now, at that time, we did have our first child. Tim was about, 4 or 5 years old, something like that. And if you remember kids at 4, you know what they're like, aren't they? They can sort of really try your patience from time to time. Well, anyways, we were at this hotel, and I thought the next day was Sunday, and I thought, well, you know, maybe we should go to church. It'd be nice. And I looked up in the Yellow Pages, and I saw there was this church just a few blocks away from where we were staying called Emmanuel Lutheran Church in North Platte, Nebraska. So bright and early on a Sunday morning, we got up, and we went to the church. It was a big church, big building, lots of cars. In fact, we had a really, really hard time, I got to tell you, because we got there a little bit late, of finding a parking place. As a little aside, those know who I sometimes harp on the fact that we need to set up visitor parking spots and how we need to honor those signs that says visitor. You're not a visitor, you're a member. Why? Because if you're the visitor who comes here and you can't find a place to park, it's really puts you in a bad mood when you first get to the church, doesn't it? Yeah. Especially here, I think in St. Paul's, this is especially important because nobody knows about the back parking lot if you're not a member here. And of course, those Catholics take up all the street parking. And so if you take up all the other spots, a visitor comes, doesn't know where to park. Anyways, we got to this church, and that was the case there. They had no visitor parking. There was a lot of cars, so we finally found a place towards the back of their parking lot. Got my son out, put him in the stroller. We're making our way to the church. We got there. By the time we got there, service had really already started. And as they walked in, they were starting to sing the first hymn, I think. We couldn't find any ushers. They had already left the narthex of the church and were sitting in the back pew and made no attempt to come back and say, hey, welcome, here's a bulletin. But I did find the bulletins. They were sort of stuck underneath the back, one of the back pews, so I found a couple of bulletins. And we eventually sat down in the last pew because I'm a good Lutheran for one thing. And the second thing is I didn't want to disturb people while they were singing, walking up, you know, all the way to the front of the church. So anyways, we were about 10 minutes into the service when one kind lady who was sitting right in front of us turned around and spoke to us finally. And I can still remember the kind words that she uttered to us. She looked back at me as I was holding Tim and said, can't you keep that kid quiet? Some of us are trying to worship here, you know. Well, from that point on, the service went very uneventful, other than occasionally plying my son with candy to keep him quiet, because Lord knows I didn't want that lady to turn around and say something else to me again. And then as church was ending, I was looking forward, though, you know, to meeting the pastor. And I kind of even run through the things I was going to say. I had my whole little speech planned. I was going to say, hi, I'm Reverend Nathan. This is my wife, Doris. This is my son, Tim. We're visiting from Oakley, Kansas, where I serve as pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. But I never got a chance to utter those words. As I greeted the pastor, he was one of those, I call them glad handers now. I don't know if you know what I mean, but it's the pastor who takes your hand with this hand, grabs your wrist with this hand, and moves you. And so before I could even say hi, I suddenly found myself out in the narthex of the church, never being able to say anything to the pastor. And as we started making our way out of the church, I said I sort of felt like Moses at the Red Sea. The people parted. And we literally walked out of that church untouched by the people of the church. No one knew that we had been there. And in a few days, the husband and the wife and the little boy who had eaten candy all through the service would soon be forgotten, and only a distant memory to all those people. I, however, would never forget that church. And I would never forget the reception that we received at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in North Platte, Nebraska. Remember that name. If you're ever there, stop and say hi for me. But I got to tell you that this particular event in my life has shaped my ministry probably more than any other. You see, in the Old Testament lesson, we hear the writer of the book of Proverbs remind us of just how important a ministry of hospitality is, to welcome the stranger. That certainly is true of any gathering in which we are involved, but I think it's so true, especially of the church. The church needs to be a place where the stranger is made to feel welcome. I don't think there's anything, honestly, scarier than coming into a church filled with a room of strangers, wondering how you're going to be received and what you're going to do. In fact, I think it's really kind of nerve-wracking because a lot of people aren't acquainted with Lutheran calisthenics. That's what I call them. You know, stand up, sit down, lean to the left, lean to the right. What do you do? When do you do it? And you certainly don't want to be standing up when people are sitting down. And you don't want to be sitting down when people are standing up. And oh, what do you do? So you sit way in the back and you kind of just observe everything. And just for somebody to walk up to you and say, hi, welcome. In fact, the one thing I always have advised every church I've ever been at is to say, when you first get to church, before you take your pew, before you go to your circle of friends and start chatting about the week's activities, just stand and spin around in a circle. Look around. Is there somebody you see there close to you who you don't know, whose face is not familiar to you? Then before you sit down, before you walk over and talk to all of your friends about what happened last week, go find that person. Talk to them. Ask them if they're visiting. If they are, say, well, welcome to St. Paul's. And then answer any questions they have. You know, that's one of the reasons we set up greeters here. Simply to have somebody there at the door to say, hi, welcome to St. Paul's. That's what the writer of the Proverbs is calling us to, a ministry of hospitality. And that's important because we remember what it means to be a Christian. Obviously, to be a Christian means to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. But also to be a Christian means to love one another and to especially love the stranger. And one of the ways in which we love strangers is by making them feel welcome here in this place. Anybody can do this. You know, maybe you can't sing in the choir or be like our cantor, suddenly look and say, oh, nobody was here. Somebody better get up and do it. And jumped up and helpfully thanked it. By the way, thank you very much for doing that. Maybe you can't all do that. Maybe we can't teach a class of Sunday school children. Maybe we can't serve on council because administration is not our thing. Maybe there's lots of things we can't do in the church, but everybody can smile. Everybody in this place can smile. Everybody can extend a warm hand. That's a ministry of hospitality. You know, I always remember this one family at Zion that joined our church. They had come as visitors and eventually joined the church. And when I retired, he was on church council. But I remember visiting them. They asked me to stop by their house and visit with them because they were interested in membership. And in the midst of the conversation, the gentleman said to me, he said, you know, one of the reasons we chose to come to Zion and make Zion our home here in Worcester is because when that first time we came to church, everybody in that church walked up and said hi to us, and we couldn't get out of the church. And I kind of smiled to myself as I walked out because I remembered the first time they came. And I remember looking for them as they were going to walk out of church, thinking I'm going to make sure I say hi to them and welcome them. And I looked into the church, and there were two people who were talking to them. What was their impression? That was all, just two. That's all who ever talked to them that first time. Two people. What was their impression? Everybody was talking to us. Everybody was so friendly. Everybody made us feel welcome. That's all it takes. It's one smile, one handshake, one kind gesture to make people feel welcome. How about you? Does it work that way for you when you're someplace new and strange? Does it? Yeah, that's all it takes. So Proverbs reminding us, not only is it good for a church, but it's also a good Christian thing to do. It is good to offer a ministry of hospitality, to extend God's peace, God's love, and God's greetings to other people. It doesn't take much to look at somebody and simply say, it's good to see you. It's good to see you. I have a friend of mine. I'm going to leave you with this. And he's kind of a corny guy, but he's such a genuine, warm-hearted person. And he has this expression, which I've kind of stolen from him. And you may even have heard me use it from time to time. But every time you see him as he's ready to go, I always say, well, it's good to see you again, Bill. He said, well, it's good to see you too, Alan. You have made my day better because you have been a part of it. I know he's laying it on, but it still feels good to hear it. That's a ministry of hospitality. It's a ministry of love. It's a way of making the stranger welcome. That's to what we're called. Amen.